Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges chapter 16 to 18. The importance of God's anointing in our lives. We read in Judges chapter 16 verse 20 like this. And he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Samson had fallen into trouble and danger many times before by his love of foreign women, but he did not take these warnings seriously. His blind love for Delilah and her constant daily pestering made him blurt out the truth. And we read that in Judges chapter 16 verses 17. No razor has ever come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. We should note that Samson's Herculean powers did not arise from his hair, but from his peculiar relation to God as a Nazarene. His unshorn locks were a sign that he was a Nazarene, and a pledge on the part of God to endow him with supernatural strength. Samson's hair in itself was not the cause of his strength, but since it was the chief condition of God's covenant, God withdrew his presence and anointing when the covenant was violated. We see that the anguish of Samson's suffering was so much greater than all the pleasures of sin he had got so far. We read in Judges chapter 16 verse 21 like this. Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters and he became a grinder in the prison. It was God's anointing through the presence of the Holy Spirit alone that enabled Samson to fight his battles and judge Israel. That anointing alone can help us today as well. We may be born again, and that is certainly the work of the Holy Spirit. But we must still know the Spirit of the Lord coming upon us and empowering us to serve the Lord. We should never be satisfied to do God's work without the power of the Holy Spirit. We can never do God's work without the power of the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus, who lived a perfect life for 30 years, who was born of the Spirit, and who had lived in obedience to the Holy Spirit for 30 years, had to be anointed by the Holy Spirit before he went out to serve his Father. As he prayed in the River Jordan, the Spirit of God came upon him. We need to follow his example. Any amount of knowledge or natural gifts can never be a substitute for this anointing of God. We need to live under this anointing constantly. Samson's example is a tragic reminder to us how we can be anointed at one time and then lose it later due to our willful sins. We read in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 like this. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.